פרק חמישי, הלכה א', השותפים שנדרו הנאיה זה מזה, עצרים להיכנס לחצר, רבי אליעזר בן יעקב אומר, זה נכנס לתוך שלו, וזה נכנס לתוך שלו. שניהם עצרים מלהעמיד ריחיים ותנור, ומלגדל תרנגולים. היה אחד מהמודר הנאה מחברו, לא ייכנס לחצר. רבי אליעזר בן יעקב אומר, יכול הוא לומר לו, בתוך שלי אני נכנס, אין לי נכנס בתוך שלך. כופיד את הנודר שימכור חוקה. רבונן אמרי, וחכמים apparently are saying that the reason that there are certain economies of לחצר is because כל תפח ותפח של שותפים, that any smallest part of the property is going to be split between the two people. So if you walk into the chatzah, there is no way to avoid being nene from the other person's chelek.
Both and everything.
Right. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov omer, zenik la satov shalom, zenik la satov shalom. Since he holds yesh breira, so at the time that you're using it, it's your own. Im hayta chatzer chaluka pesifas. Let's say that then they were mechalik the chatzer with even a simple mechitza, sifas, an indication, a simon, that this is a separate section. So there, even the rabbanon are made. After rabbanon made that each one of them could be mishtamish in the chalik after the chalukah, and this of course is the way the Rambam paskins according to Yerushalmi. We don't say, since it was usher before, it remains usher afterward. Because as the Ran explained, according to the sheet of the Rambam, this, in fact, is part of the understanding of the initial kinyan. Because otherwise, it would make no sense for an individual to be able to prevent a shutaf from being able to actualize the shutafut and the whole purpose of the initial purchase. Now let's say that they do a chalukah, and one themselves is chelek. So there, even Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is modeh that the shutaf is not allowed to go into that after he's sold it. So there, you can't say the anan sahari that we just said. Right? We can't say amanat ken yishtafu, that one won't be able to asr on the other one. We can't say that. The only way we can be matir now is with this din of Breira. If the chotzer has a din chaluka, so then Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov was modeh the name Breira, he said. So the only reason that we came to say that it was mutter is because we actualize now the understanding of the original purchase. But if we can't actualize the understanding of the original purchase, we'll say, well, I didn't make that agreement with this guy that you sold it to. So then Enochinami goes back to the way that it was, namely that it's us. It's new b'nehem, if there was an actual condition at the time that they became shutafim, or menat levater, that in a chatzer she'ein bo din chalukah, that it is hereby agreed that either side can raise chickens. In this chutz, even though normally that I could prevent you from doing that. What would be the din there? Is that called vitur, or that's called a purchase? Ma amar Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Would we say that over there, since I purchased it, so you can say that al-minat can I purchase it also to raise chickens? Normally we say you can't raise chickens because that would require vitur. And vitur is also usuri anot, not a bit of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. So what about this? Is it nonetheless considered to be a vitur? In other words, all that it's saying is that we commit each other to vitur. Great. But obviously that's only if the vitur is about sabah. No, you can't commit yourself to doing an issue. So what would be the halacha? Do we view it as an actual ownership at this point? Furthermore, Vatanina Taman, we have the same question about the mishnah that we had earlier. In the third parak, about Konim Sheninel and Yisrael. So we said over there that you can buy above market and you can sell below market. But you can't sell for its actual value, you can't buy in a normal Zvina. So, I mean, the most that is Vitor. Okay? So then, and you hold Vitor as Aser, Mimudar Hanma. What would Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov say? Ma'amar Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov. Would Reb Eliezer be motivated that that's Aser because Vitor is Aser? Or does he hold that actually Vitor is Mutter and the entire base of what's happening here is the Din of Breyer, not Vitor? So when, like Reb Nathan said, we pass him like Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov, but he's wrong in his reasoning. We pass him like him because we hold Vitor is Aser and Ben Breyer. He's passing because he holds Vitor is Mutter and Yeh is Breyer. I'm sorry, the other way. He holds Vito rather is us, so we hold Vito, and we hold Vito as Mut.
An assumed assumption that.
That everybody couldn't care less.
Want,
doesn't matter.
That's
called Vito. That is Vito. And also, Father Tanir Taman, Lo Yikor Velo Yikakman, in that mission, he said, you can't buy and sell. Furthermore, Hadi Amrev Shinab Ben Yaki. Shelo Yisheh, we had this whole question, you can't walk into the guy's field during Shvias because we're afraid you're going to end up staying there too long. You're only allowed to pick the fruit, but what if you end up smoking a cigarette? So we ask, even though it's obviously Vitur in that case, all those Mishnayos, I mean, are they all against Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov, who's only posketing this way because he holds Yesh Breira, or are they working out, even according to Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov, in other words, against him because he holds that Vitor is Mutter, and it's only because over here Yesh Breira. Now, says the Gemara, isn't it clear from the Mishnah? It says that even Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov says, Shneim Asurim Yilam Yibrechayim Utanur, Ulu Megad El Utanur Golim. Okay? Why? Normally, it's assumed that when I own something for Shuta food, the other guy's not going to complain if I raise some chickens. So why would it say both of them are us? This is no different than the Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov Shita that I can walk through the field and walk through the chutz. So and the only point of that is according to Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov. You can't just go in front of the Rabbanim. The Rabbanim say you can't even walk in. Goshkin, you can't raise chickens. I mean, so this is Nitzchah the Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov, this entire piece of the Mishnah that's saying, but you can't raise chickens. Is only necessary to be said according to Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov, okay? Because the Rabbanan, obviously, if you can't even walk, you can't be bake your matzahs and so on. So you see from here that according to Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov, even though you're mutter behiluch, but because the shas hiluch it's mine, yesh breira, but you're aser on vitur. Isn't that clear? And the matznisin asher tafim shenadruan ayazem yizeh. Since it says here in the Mishnah, Shutafim shenadruana zemizah surim. It's davka mipnei shenadruana ya zemizah. I mean, clearly, it's only talking about where they made the neder. But in other words, if maybe Yotaina, that's because Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov holds that this is not vitur, but that actually normally you have to buy the right to own chickens. No, because you see from the Mishnah, it's only because we're talking about a case where they answered each other bahanaya. But ha'imlo nadruana yazemizah, had they not answered each other in anah, so then we would have said, you're allowed to raise chickens, and you're not stealing from the other guy. So then we would say, stam and kemevadri ne'eliyeva. Okay? So you see clearly that we do say vitur, and nonetheless it's osur in a case where they made a neder. So it's obvious that according to Elizabeth and Yaakov, vitur is osur b'mudr anah, QED. Now, Taman Tanina in Baba Basra, where it's talking about how you prove that you bought something, even though you don't have the contract anymore. It's called a chazaka, not the same word chazaka that's used for a Kenyan chazaka, but a chazaka in the sense of an ability to accept the fact that you own it, despite the fact that you're, it's very strange that you don't have your purchase contract. So it says like this, Elu Dvarim Sheish Lem Chazaka. Somebody who has 3 years use of a property, belongs to somebody else, and the guy never complained about it, he doesn't have to keep his contract anymore. That's the din of chazaka. Now, it says over there, Eilu Dvarim She'en Lam Chazaka. Eilam Chazaka is, I used the kotzer for chicken raising, or for matzah baking, and so on. That's not a chazaka. Why is it not a chazaka? Omrev Yermia, it's not a chazaka, because it's talking about over there, where one of the shutafim claims that he bought the rights of the kotzer from the other shutaf. Is that desperate? Just one more minute? Almost boy. Okay. No. I'm sorry. I forgot it. Of course. So why is that true? Because since Nagua Shutafim Liotim Vatrim says of Dvar Malalum, even though theoretically he could have said, hey, I don't want you raising chickens over here, but since the minig is to be mevater, you can't prove that you bought it from him from the fact that he is mevater. Everybody's mevater. The guy's embarrassed not to be mevater. So anything that people generally are not marked on, it doesn't prove a darn thing about your ownership, because even if they hadn't sold it to you, he still would have let you do it. But I'm a god of time, I'm going to become a shayna shalom. If you go to Richie's yard, because Rich is a friar, so over there, he would be Mavata anyway. Yeah. I mean, unless Moshe Weingarten started, dragging him. But normally, if you try to raise chickens in somebody else's chutz, then it's certainly a chazaka. I think we can stop with that. Huh? I don't want to get too far ahead, because we're going to go beyond what we did in the bottom line. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Benayo is where we were up to. Yes, Zion Amad Beis. So Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Benayo b'bakol hashutafim ha'agvim zel zeh b'chatzer, anything which is all of the unusual usages, which is any type of tashmish kavua, such as ha'amadat tanur, gidul be'imot, tarnagolim, anything which takes away from the open use of the chutzner. Chutz min hakvisa, you cannot stop a person from hanging their wet laundry in the chutzner, for that matter, for doing the laundry in the chutzner. And this is b'pnei kvod benot Yisrael. If we're going to force people out of the chutzner to do laundry, then we're going to be exposing the laundry people to people watching them when they do laundry. That's intolerable. Omer Rabbi Metanyahu, Hadadat Omer, when you say this about not being able to be ma'akev on a shutaf from doing laundry, it's only makom shanashim mechapsot. That's only in these crazy places where they have the women doing the washing. But in a normal place where men do the washing, makom shanashim mechapsin, if it's usually the men who do the washing, lo bedah, then we're not referring to that case, because the whole takana was in order not to be mavazah benot Yisrael. V'dada atomar chutz b'nakvisa b'chatzer. And when you say that you can't prevent washing, that doesn't mean anywhere. Lo b'chol ha'chatzer. B'ram b'arba amot echavrei lo matzimim chabiyadi. When we're saying he can do the kvisa, he can't go to the middle of the chatzer. He can do it in the arba amot, which in a case of a chatzer yesh b'din chaluka, would be the arba amot keneged pitcho, which are his. So that which is keneged your arba amot of your door, you could put up your washing, but you can't wash anywhere you want. Imaya makom mishupa. If, however, that's basically on a hill and there's no way to be mechabez, so then he's going to, all the water is going to slide down into the middle of the chutz if I go ahead and do my wash there. But then you could be mamach, you could be mocha even there. So then mimchu biyadei do'amar le'at shafach. You're pouring the water out. V'ruati le'gabei, but he's coming now into my house. Tani, makom ha'tanur, makom ha'kirayim, elam chazakah. We said before, somebody was mami the tanur ha'kirayim, cannot say I bought it for you because of vitur. Al-gabeihen. But if he built something above the tanur, so then, afilu koshu, yesh lo chazaka. Because shutfim may not be makbet on your putting down a barbecue, but they're certainly going to be makbet on your building a whole area for barbecuing. Omer Rebbe Zeira, when we say if you're baina, you have a chazaka, it's only if you're actually covered, uvachit kirui shemor latanur, talking about all the year that you're putting something there to store on top of the tanur or to keep the heat in the area. However, if there is no toelet for your tanur, is because the guy wasn't mochen, not because he bought it from him, but because he figures you're an idiot. You thought that this was going to do something. You're going to tear it down anyway when you see how stupid it is. It's not doing anything. So therefore, he doesn't feel that he needs to be mocha, because he doesn't believe that you intend to leave it there. Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Yanai, ha'shutafim konim ze bize b'chatzer. You can, if I want to sell you something, I want to give you something, I give you metaltalim, even though it's in a chatzer that shayach to both of you, you can be kena with a kinyan chatzer. So if I tell you, I want to sell you this, you give me money, and this thing is in our joint chatzer, it now becomes yours, because it's also your chatzer. So if my das was to be makta through your chatzer, it's also yours. V'chayavim zeh in his case, furthermore, let's say one guy owns a shor and nogeach the shor v'shutav. He's also chayiv. We don't say that kiman shenichmas b'rishus, your potter, because your chayiv is a shayner. Omer Rabbi Bon Bar Kahana, when we say that you can be kena, it's only where he says to the shutav, tzvor, bomer tzvor, vekne. So be tzover the perot, gather up the perots into the chatzer, and then I'll be kind of them. Moreover, there it's talking about that he's tzover the Paris into his Rishos Yerkona, but if they were already there before, and no change is made, so no kinyan is made. In Tzvurim, they were already before in the Chatz. Why were they in the Chatz? Because it's my Chatz too, so I would sober my Paris. So now what am I going to say? Well, now they're your Paris. What do you mean, now they're your Paris? Well, where was the Chinoy? What was achieved to make a kinyan? Now, when it says in the Mishnah that kofenes hanoder limkor choko, the assumption is that it's talking about where he assers and on himself the nechasim of the shutfer, right? So we ask, according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, if he's mutter to be nechnas, he could say l'tok shliyan nechnas, well, lo b'tok shalcha. Why does it say kofenes hanoder limkor choko? Va'atomar kofim. No, it's not talking about where it was Oser Alatzmo, the Nitzek Kavero. It's talking about where you were noted that the Shutaf should be not Mene from you. That's what it's talking about, which we talked about in the Ran, that the Yerushalmi has the opposite, Mamish, the opposite approach. That it's the guy who made the Neder who has to sell for answering somebody else, not for answering himself. So, lo al hada itamra. It's not going back on the case that we just had in the Mishnah. It's going yela al hada. It's going on the case where, to change the girsa, the kofinet hanoder shem yimkor chelko is bomer hanayati alecha. When one of the shutafim answers chavero, so then that person should be mocher his chelek to that chavero. Because since he was the poshea, he was the one that was madir chavero. And it's possible now to be nichshal, because even according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, he could be nichshal through vitur. There'll be mami tanur v'rechayim. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, for sure it could be nichshal just by walking in. But even according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, as the Ran explained, could also be nichshal because vitur is aser. And so you'll say, if he's upset that the other guy is being mami, why doesn't he just say, "Well, I'm makbid"? It's too cheap. He doesn't want to be a shmo. So he's not going to say that. So instead, he's going to sit around, biting his tongue, while the other guy's enjoying himself, being mamid rechayim and doing all the other barbecue and all business. He'll vada come to do it. So it means that you're maksha the other person. You're maksha the other person. So therefore, you should sell to him. Al v'bona hanayatcha, lie. You ask it on yourself. That's your problem. You wanted to ask it yourself. We're not going to be kay for you to sell your chaylik. I mean, why would you be over? It's up to you. You created the Yisr, so be sherman the Yisr. You don't want the Yisr, go be sherman your neder. The exact opposite approach of the Bav. No. Perek Chamishi Halacha Beit. Huh? היה אחד מן השוק, מודר מאחד מהן הנאיה, לא ייכנס לחצרו. רב אליעזר בן יעקב אומר, יכול הוא לומר לו, בתור של חברך אני נכנס. איני נכנס לתוך שלך, רואה, drop dead. I don't get it. ולא תרים את קופים. It doesn't say over here that you have to force the mother to suck. Because it's only where we're talking about a chatzar ha-shutfim, only there, where the shutef, as the Ron explained, the shutef is the one that's going to end up using it. You're going to end up jealous. And we certainly don't have a din of kofim in the case where you ask for somebody else to let that guy not come in. I mean, I'm not responsible to sell because I'm gorim the other guy an iser. What kind of iser? Let him not come in. If it's a chotzer of shutfim, I understand that that's very difficult. So over there, I can, again, the Yerushalmi's approach is over there. You can force me to sell because of what I did to my shutif. Tani Rabbi Chiya, imaya nadran kofim, even in this case, if the guy was the type of person constantly asks his things on other people, so the chachamim were kainasim. It's okay. You want to ask her? Sell it.
They used to call me
Matthew
Gomer. They put Matthew Gomer up for Kufa.
That's right, exactly. Do Amar Lei? Because they say, Atit Kadmoy Avarat Alekei. The Chachomim say that the first guy that comes along, and you did it to him. And then Tanyana Avarat Alekei. The next guy comes along, and you did the same thing to him. You know what? The third time? Enough already. Mikan Velech Yishori Nidrucha Ezevon Chalke. You need to go be Mati or Neder. We're sick of this. Or so you have it. It's like a serial nighter, exactly. Halacha Gimel. Hamudar anayami chaveiro v'yeshlo shamer chatz be'tabad buskarim im yeshlo ben tvisat yad asur ein lo ben tvisat yad mutar omer chaveiro konim lebetcha sheni nichnas atcha sheni lokea meit o shemecharan la'akar mutar. But by Zersheni Niknas, so the Zersheni Lokia made a Machran Lacher Asur. Says the Gemara, what is it considered to be Kamit Visad Yad? The Mechza, the Shlish, the Ravia. So if he has a share in the actual profits, that's considered to be, or a significant share if we mean it literally. Betcha zeh, when somebody says bayit zeh, so I mean, we understand that the din is this house. If he says betcha, we understand that it means your house. How about if he says both? He says betcha zeh. Is it betcha or is it zeh? Mishuma thought of so. How do we view that lashon? Is it mishum betcha, in which case if he sold it, it would be mutter? And if it fell down and he built it, it would be Osir, because it's still his. Nafalu Ban'o, how about now? Or the right gear is or. There's no or, so I have to put in O Mishum Zeh. If it's Mishum Zeh, then Nafalu Ban'o. If it falls down and he rebuilds it, so then let, then it wouldn't be considered to be by itself, it would be mut. So which one? Nishmina minhab. Bring a raya from a brayta. Omer li yorshav. Tnu beit chatnut levini. O beit armalut lebiti. And then the house falls. Munafa. Here's a change. Ena yorshin chayavim livnoto. So over there, even though he said beit chatnut, if he would have said stam beit chatnut, if he would be chayav to rebuild it. But since in this case we're talking about that he had a Beit Chatnut, a Beit Almalut, it's the equivalent of saying Bayit Zel, a Beit Chatnut. And it says over there, they're not chayav to be Bayinah. So you see that Bayit Zel is the same thing for another. Bayit Zel, or Beit Chazel, if it fell down, it would be mutter, because it's like a different house. Even though it's in the same place, it's Ponim Chadoshes, basically. So we see that we take this lashon to mean bein lekula, that if it's not fallen banam butter, bein lechurma, that if he sold it, this is the way the Ran brings it as well in the Bavli. Now, Taman Tanin and Baba Kama, the Mishnah says, Omer Leblo, Konem Sha'at Nenet Li, Nene Li. You're not allowed to be Nene from me. Imet Yirashena. So then the son is able to be Nene from the Chosim like anybody else. I mean, obviously, literally Yirashena he can, but he can even be Nene. And because it's not his father's anymore, and he says, Li, it's not Li. If he says, Bechayayuv Moti, so then made lo Yerashena, which doesn't mean not to be Yerish, but he shouldn't be Nene like a normal Yerish. Omer of Yirmiya, Chami Eich Taninan Hacha. Take a look at the Bimedaktek in this halacha. Hatani Bechayay made Yerashena. It says with Ferish in the Bright that if he says, Konem Shatan Nene Li Bechayay, so then he made Yerashena, he can be Nene from it. So then Bimoti, if he says, Konim Shatanenali Bimoti, so he made Yirashena. If he dies, it's mutter for him to be Nene, because it's not his. Bechayai Uvamoti, then suddenly he made Lo Yirashena. And this is how this works. It's because what? He's adding something by saying, in my lifetime, in my death. Ma Bein Ludiyomra Choda Choda. What's the difference if he says it separately? In my death. Or in my life. In both cases, it's not his. And therefore, the son is Yerushana. But if he says both, B'chayayavimoti, B'enleomar trey, what's enough? Can he says the two of them together? I understand the difference. And why did B'yosu ba'anala ha'chamit? Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yotzi ba'chamino, Trey and Amrin, they explain that the difference is Kenan, hanayat nechasai elu alai b'chayayavimoti. So the Kivan Shama Elu Asana Bimakhaim Bimachamit. The case over there is Nechasim Elu. So he says Nechasim Elu, he can ask them even after the Yotzim Rishuta, because Adam Osir Davar Akashi Yotzim Rishuta. But if he says Kainem Shatanene Lib Moti, then there's never Chalot Isur in his life. So you're trying to ask for something at the time that it already wasn't yours. How can you ask for something that isn't yours? So at that point, enochinami, since the netter was only chal afterwards, it's not in your rishus to aser. You're trying to aser nichse chavero al chavero. It's only that if a person asks something while it is his, so then we say when it leaves his rishus, it continues to be us. Evidently, when you only say achar moti, you mean achar moti. It's not yours to ask. It's an obvious difference. Omer Rav Yosi, Tanina ben Zikin, again above the comment, says, Ma bein, Madalot Tanina ben Dorm. It says over there things that are not clear that what came out over here. Because, our Mishnah, Konim Levet Chasheni Nifna, Sat Chasheni Lokeh, Meit or Shemokho Lacher Muta, the Bayit Zeshani Nifnas, the Satazu Sheni Lokeh, so all that it says over here is that you can answer after it's Yotzim Rishusa. But in Baba Kama, you see that even if somebody else, it's other people, not only yourself, because that we wouldn't have known, and that's we have to ask that as an Abaya here in the Bavli, and bring a riot from the Mishnah in Baba Kama about his son, right? Because so you're answering somebody else. Okay, and meanwhile, it's the whole point of here is it didn't say Zeh, but if he had said Zeh, so then Asrullah Bain Bechayim Bain Liachar Mita. And over there, in Achinami, if you say Zeh, so then it's Achashimut, even after Tziotzim Rishuto, and even if it's somebody else, we see from Bava Kama, so the two basically explain each other. If you're talking about Zeh, you're talking about an Isra on the Cheftza. If you're talking about an Isra on the Cheftza while it's in your Rishos, we see from Baba Kama, you can answer your son, even though he is somebody else, you can answer him. But if you try to answer him only after you die, then of course it won't be Chal, because then it's his, it's not yours. You can't answer something that isn't in your Rishos.